This is good news. Look, it's long-awaited news. There's been an ongoing community campaign for a primary care centre in the Dunfanaghy, Chrysler, and wider communities as well. And this campaign has been, as I said, long overdue, but it's been very proactive on the ground, led by many leaders on the ground as well. But I want to particularly mention Drs. Paul and Glory Stewart as well for their both leadership and insistence that this was the most important thing for proper healthcare provision in the area. So I just want to wish the McCallion Group from Buncrana very well in the construction process. It was great to hear at the weekend that there were diggers on site, and this is welcome news, and I'm delighted for everybody concerned.
And once the works are complete, it will be a major boost for the local community.
Yeah, look, the way healthcare is going, it's about bringing the talk and I suppose the big ideas and into practice, and this is bringing healthcare closer to the community in terms of care that can be taken outside the main general hospitals. And this is important. We had the good news of Donegal Town Primary Care Centre being open on Friday. In fact, the McCallion Group that are working on the work in Dunfanaghy at the moment have got a good reputation as well. Built the building in Buncrana. So this is about bringing healthcare closer to community, not just in a physical sense, but also we have the proposal and the proposition of having more people and more elderly people taking care of at home through the great home help service that we have. But we also needed that infrastructure at the local level. So it's really, really important to have a modern building with the various competencies in health, from occupational therapy to physiotherapy and other healthcare interventions. So I want to in particular reference and acknowledge the HSE for their leadership as well, both in the States, but also at a primary care level as well, and to all the officials that have been really, really focused on ensuring this comes to pass. But I know the community have been waiting for this for a long time, and certainly the work that I would have been involved at from a community meeting in Dunfanaghy a number of years ago to working with local people on the ground. And I want to acknowledge Darren Stewart as well, the original landowner, who was trying to find a solution for this for a long time as well. And it's great that this has come to pass.